Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. You have questions, we hope to get answers. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out, trying to figure out how we get right, Mike. And today, as we get this show started, our offensive coordinator, and this is not out of the norm, by the way, the coordinators speak periodically, pretty much every other week or so. Today it was Zach Robinson. Now we're going to have Coach Raheem join us here in the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. But apparently my partner Mike Bell was questioning our offensive coordinator relentlessly today while other members of the media were recognizing game.
Well, let's just say that D-Led thought I was Mike Wallace for a second. I don't think that's the case. No, I just figured – yes. Well, I mean, he is the offensive coordinator and the passing game coordinator. Remember, it's not just wide receiver. The title on the business card for Ike Hilliard was also passing game coordinator. So I asked the coach, Zach Robinson, I said, you know, was there a disconnect, a perceived disconnect on the offensive side of the building? And he said, quote, love Ike. He did a great job for us. We just felt like it was the best move for the offense and the team moving forward. Obviously, he said, you know, Coach Ross spoke to it. We can ask Coach Ross more about that. But it didn't really give me the answer I was. Pistol's not going anywhere. Michael Penix Jr. also said, Carl, before Zach was in there, he loves the pistol. He's comfortable in it. Streamlining the offense, not really that. They just got to execute. They got to do the work. One thing I did get from Zach, and he said that when I was asking Mark Ramondi from ESPN, asked about how healthy the receivers are. Is that part of the reason why they're not doing their job? And he said that, you know, technically that Darnell Mooney is still kind of in a ramp-up period because he didn't get to do all the camp. So that maybe, you know, read into that what you may.
Yeah, Coach talked about that Monday, and he said that is part of the problem. And I do agree with him. Look, we said this. Like, you just don't – these camps matter, man. You just don't not participate and then all of a sudden go play a game and expect to be playing at a high level. Timing, all the stuff that goes into running these routes and execution. Raheem talking about the firing of ex-wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard. And Mike and I will ask him this to try to get more clarification on it. But he said, I wanted a different direction. This is a quote today. I wanted to have things handled the right way. I wanted to be able to go into that room and present to those guys the right way. What's the right way? What am I? I'm not sure what that is.
Right.
What's the right way? What is exactly he talking about? And he says they, talking about the wide receivers, they have high expectations. They have high goals. We've got wideouts without a touchdown right now. And he says they're craving the ball. And it's not just Mike. It's not just them. He says there's enough blame to go around. But obviously, you've got to make moves like that. It feels like, you know, we're in the right direction mm-hmm. with the things that we need to do. So just a little bit more clarification. But listen, for Zach Robinson, I think today to say that he doesn't feel like this offense is predictable, I think he's wrong. And this is something that people around the league are talking about.
Right.
Because, again, formations, simple football, dictate what I want to do. I got two tight ends in, Mike. I'm usually running the ball. We're trying to power the ball, right? I bring in another offensive lineman, usually running to that side. You shift for a certain reason because we want to run to that side, whether it's right or left. A lot of the things that we're doing are being or looked upon as very predictable. And he said today, I don't think our opponents are showing us that. I don't think, you know, that that's the case. Either way, this is, to be quite honest, guys, not only a big week for this football team, but it's a big week for our offensive coordinator. Because if things don't look better Sunday and we are still stagnant, we don't score in the red zone. Mike, this offense is not producing. What are we saying next week? As we head into the bye week, what are we talking about? And then you have basically 2 weeks of conversation about how to fix this and is he the right guy? I don't think Zach wants to be there. I don't think that's where this team wants to be. You win the game, you score points, we're having a different conversation. This is a huge week for Zach Robinson.
Look, Michael Penix Jr. has got to see his open receivers. He's got to hit them. And, you know, the speaker and the helmet thing, I mean, what is this?
Frustrating.
I was joking around with D-Led today. I said, man, I coach Pop Warner in Miami Lakes. We use Fisher-Price headsets, the wireless monitors.
Speaking you know spell. What I mean? C-D. You know what I mean?
And I get it. But, I mean, look, that's – it just, for some reason, combined with, you know, perhaps the verbiage and trying to get – so, you know, as Dave Archer kind of explained to us yesterday, here's Michael Penix Jr. You know, in his sixth start, trying to get set, and you know he's just barely got time to diagnose what he's looking at. The receivers have got to run their routes. You know that they've got to be crisp. The execution has not been there. That's why Hilliard got fired.
That's right.
Now, did somebody from upper above Raheem Morris say that some head's got to roll? I don't know. You know, there's been some folks feel that that's how this organization runs.
Well, you think Arthur said who's the guy?
Who's to blame? You know, I want somebody's took us in a briefcase.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case. It does happen like that in other organizations in pro sports. Not saying that happened here. That's the case. Either way, Hilliard's a sacrificial lamb. And if that's a wake-up call, because Michael Penix Jr. said he loved Ike, said he had a great rapport with him, really helped him last year and this year. So he gone, and now these receivers have got to the job. And Michael Penix took ownership, said he's got to be better. He's got to see these guys. He's got to hit them.
404-726-0929. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, bringing you the latest on our Falcons. Critical week, yeah, it's early, but it is. And it's funny because today on our pre-show, we invite you guys to check it out around 11, 11:15-ish or so, whether it's Twitch, Twitter, Twitter Live, that is, and obviously YouTube. We were talking today, and O said something very interesting as we throw things around and talk, kind of give you a behind-the-scenes look at a show. He said, this team has given me no confidence to believe that things are going to change. And that is a struggle that this team goes into Sunday with. It's not that you don't want them to win. It's not that we're not pulling for them. It's not that Mike and I aren't going to be there. But the fact is, they haven't given us a whole lot of confidence to believe, like, hey, this thing's going to look completely different. And it might. I think, and I said this to Mike, and it's Wednesday. Many of you are going to call me crazy. I think this team responds. I think they play a lot better. Now, is it good enough to win? We're going to see. Because what I'm discounting or what I'm not including here is, Mike, are there going to be special teams gaffes? Are we going to miss field goals? Are guys going to run into each other on a punt return or a kickoff return and cause their own fumble? Like, those self-inflicted wounds can't happen if you're going to win, even if the offense plays better, even if Penix plays better.
Right. So, look, you got humiliated, you know, Sunday up in Charlotte. We know it. They know it. How do you get things cooking today? The new playbook's in, you know, the new game plan, I should say, is in. So, hopefully these guys, you know – you got athletes that were capable of being three games up in this division last year, right? The core group is pretty much here with a better, we think, a better young piece of pieces on defense. So let's go. I mean, let's figure this thing out because, guys, there is a sense of urgency. It'll be 8 years not making the playoffs in a very super competitive NFC. We're already looking up at the Bucks. You've already fired one assistant coach. Coach Raheem Morris might find himself getting fired. And regardless if Zach Robinson wants to be in the NFL or he wants to take the Oklahoma State job, he's got to do a better job for his resume. So there's pressure on everything. There's always pressure. But now to be 1-3 going to the bye and facing the Buffalo Bills on Monday night, giddy up.
Yeah. And a lot of this stems from how the season ended.
Correct. Right? Correct.
That's where this stems from. It's how we ended. And then you're going to start like this? Like the buildup to the offseason was, man, we got to fix our team. Let's get the right guys in the draft. Right. Allegedly we have. Then you start like this? That's not the look of a guy and a head coaching or a staff or head coach, for that matter, that has this team moving in the right direction. Want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. We will talk to Roz, as we said, player segment coming up as well as we're up here at Flowery today. Concerns, Mike, about Jaden Daniels. Didn't we get some information on Jaden Daniels and his condition? Is he limited today at practice?
Because today, again, you will get the official, you know, reports today now. if he can't go and they're without Terry McLaurin, I mean, and it's Marcus Mariota. Now, look, Mariota is certainly capable of moving around in the pocket, buying time, can't deliver with the degree of accuracy that Baker Mayfield does. But I would certainly, I think, like our chance if I told you. But again, this gets us back to like Joshua Dobbs a couple years ago.
Correct.
Who'd have thought that would have happened? So this defense, with its athleticism and the things we've added, I'd like to think they can contain Marcus Mariota. But that doesn't matter if we're not doing anything on the other side of the football.
Yeah, by the way, Big O, who was that quarterback that came in here and I said he wasn't going to beat us?
That was the rookie from BYU, right?
What was his name? Hall? Yeah, that's right.
Jaren Hall.
Jaren freaking Hall.
You, Carl, said Jaren Hall's not going to beat us, and he was right.
Yeah, man.
It was Joshua Dobbs that did it.
Because he was a bum, and then we put him out of the game. We get it. We hurt this guy.
You got a guy who's been there 72 hours, basically, and Joshua Dobbs.
And Dobbs is like, Dobbs, we need you. He didn't even know where his helmet was. He's like, you need me? Okay. Coach, what's the call? Run. Just run a play. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And by the way, Joshua Dobbs is one of the great stories in the NFL because he's made his pension, so he's set now, and he's a good kid. We've interviewed him before, but that happened.
That happened.
Because a testament to just how lost at times this defense has been over the years and why it was addressed last year and then this year. But, if Marcus Mariota coming back here and beating us, bad enough we lost Arthur Smith last year.
No doubt. And listen, he reveled in that. I mean, like, you know, he didn't speak to the media, but don't think for a second that Arthur Smith didn't revel in the fact that, right? I don't need that to happen.
That's a convenient narrative.
It was, Art. 404-726-0929. Mariota, I'm not going to tell you. By the way, they ran for 200 yards. First of all, let's put that out there. If they run for 200 yards against us on Sunday, we're in trouble. Okay.
Right.
So I don't care if it's Mariota, Mike Bell, Day-Day Lewis. I don't care who the quarterback is. They run for 200 yards, we're in trouble. That's what they did last week. And to be quite honest, they didn't even really play in the fourth quarter. Okay.
No.
The game was a blowout. So I'm not going to sit here as frustrated as we were. And even though he quit on us, and we know he quit on us because he was frustrated with the move at quarterback and moving on from him. We know how that played out. I am not going to sit here and tell you this dude's not going to come in here and play well. Guys, he's very comfortable with Cliff Kingsbury, and I talked about this Monday, Mike.
Right.
Kingsbury's basically said, what do you need me to do to make this offense, this offense better? That offense is tailored for a guy like Marcus Mariota. So he's going to succeed in that offense. How much is he going to succeed? That's going to be left up to our defense. All right, man. We got a lot more to get to. Mike questioning our offensive coordinator. More on this coming up.
Two questions.
That's not what I heard. I heard you were, answer me!
I didn't do that. That's not
now you answer me! That's what I heard. All right, coming up.
You answer me!
Daily downloads on the way. We got more Falcons info to get to you as well. By the way, injury update. AJ Terrell will fill you in on all this stuff along the way because we're wondering if we're going to be full strength for Sunday. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.